SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel says four of its soldiers were killed by a Hezbollah drone attack. Details from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
It's the deadliest Hezbollah strike since Israel launched its ground invasion of Lebanon nearly 2 weeks ago. The Lebanon-based Hezbollah earlier claimed responsibility and called the attack retaliation for Israeli strikes in Beirut on Thursday that had killed 22 people. Hezbollah and Israel have traded fire almost daily in the year since the war in Gaza began, and fighting has escalated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike on a hospital courtyard in the Gaza Strip earlier today killed at least four people. Palestinian medics said the attack left more than two dozen people with severe burns. Also at SRNnews.com, with Election Day 3 weeks from tomorrow, the presidential contest remains too close to call. Two new polls were released yesterday. They show Kamala Harris losing ground in her slight edge nationwide over Donald Trump. The ABC and NBC News poll results are both within the margin of error. Other recent surveys show Harris's support lagging among Hispanic and Black voters. President Biden surveyed hurricane devastation in Florida yesterday.
I spoke with first responders, been working around the clock. I also met with small business owners here and homeowners who have taken a real beating these back-to-back storms. And they're heartbroken and exhausted, and their expenses are piling up.
Hurricane Milton has been blamed for at least 11 deaths. Some 400,000 Florida residents remain without power. That is a sharp improvement. At one point, over 3 million people had no electricity. Banks are closed on this Columbus Day federal holiday, but the stock market is open. This is SRN News. TikTok might be in trouble.
The social media giant is being sued by 13 states and the District of Columbia over the content it broadcasts to children. Many Christians and conservatives say it's about time. The Parents Television and Media Council has been raising alarms about TikTok's violent and sexual content for years. Spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, "Big tech has harmed our children for too long. Our country's leaders must work to shore up protections for kids online." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her promotion of the LGBT agenda as Election Day gets closer. As VP, she claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of the U.S. While in the Senate, Harris sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and the criminal justice system. And as California's AG in 2011, she refused to defend the state's Marriage Protection Act. This is SRN News. There are rising tensions between South and North Korea.
North Korea has said its frontline army units are ready to launch strikes on South Korea. The announcement by the North has ramped up pressure on its rival that it said flew drones and dropped leaflets over its capital, Pyongyang. South Korea has refused to confirm whether it sent drones, but warned it would sternly punish North Korea if the safety of its citizens is threatened. North Korea has accused South Korea of launching drones to drop propaganda leaflets over Pyongyang three times this month and threatened to respond with force if it happened again. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Nobel Prize in Economics has been awarded to three researchers for their study on reasons why some countries succeed and others fail. Their work was described as helping understand why societies with a poor rule of law and institutions that exploit the population do not generate growth. More details at SRNnews.com.